Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, so I want to shout out Price Carter because he is the one that got my mind working in this direction. Shout out to him and the fine people over at Arrowhead Attic. So you guys might remember the last time that the Chiefs and Broncos played each other in a game that really mattered. I'm not talking about that game at the end of the season in which nobody played. I'm talking about the last game that really mattered between these two teams. Kansas City was 9-0. The Broncos were 5-5. The Chiefs won that game 16-14, and the Broncos had a special teams mishap at the end of the game. Let me go through some of the perspectives. Now, Rob, in this game, the Chiefs ran the ball 19 times for 57 yards, and guess who didn't play? No Isaiah Pacheco. You know what? The more things change, the more they stay the same. In fact, that's what we expect to be the case this Sunday when these two teams play each other. Kareem Hunt had 14 carries for 35 yards. Mahomes ran it a little bit. Carson Steele, remember him? Carson Steele got a couple of carries in this game. He did not do well with the couple of carries that he got. But that's not what I want to tell you about when it comes to the changes. Rob, did you know that Kareem Hunt was their leading receiver that day? He had 65 yards. Did you know that their number one receiver was DeAndre Hopkins? Xavier Worthy just had one catch for 11 yards. So the last time that the Broncos played the Chiefs in a game that really mattered, they had a completely different wide receiver number one.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And they didn't have Rashee Rice, and Xavier Worthy, I would say, hadn't really started to take the turn in his career. I'll take you one step further when looking at this. Do you know who the Chiefs' left tackle was that day? The Chiefs' left tackle in that game was Wanye Morse. Wanye Morse started the game at left tackle. He then got injured, and then Kingsley Suamata-Ia came in at left tackle to replace him. So think about how many different versions of the Chiefs' offensive line that we've seen since the last time that these two teams have played each other. That was like, what, I don't know, version 2.4? This is a completely new and improved Chiefs offensive line. In this game, Nazee Johnson started at corner. Jamari Connor was the full-time slot corner. Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman, and DeAndre Hopkins were all very valuable members of this offense and all had catches in this game. The Chiefs are a radically different bunch and have turned themselves around. For as much as we talk about how constant the Chiefs have been, the fact that the Chiefs are healthy coming into this game and have their full complement of weapons coming into this game, that was not the case the last time that these two teams played each other, which was basically a year ago. This game that we're talking about was on November 10th last year. These two teams are going to play each other, what, on November 16th this year. So we're talking about in just the course of a year, completely different pass catching options, completely different offensive lines since the last time that these two teams have played each other.
It is really staggering, startling, any word you want to say to hear just how wildly different the Chiefs are. Now, you're right. The running back room is the same, but that's a different story for a different day. I think, and I'm probably part of the problem here, I think there are people who look back at that Chiefs and Broncos game and think, last year's Chiefs team was similar to this year's Chiefs team. Last year's Broncos was similar to this year's Broncos team. The Chiefs in the one game they played that really counted barely escaped. It was at Arrowhead. Now this game is going to be on the road at Mile High or Empower or whatever they're calling it nowadays. And I think I am wildly incorrect because the Chiefs left tackle, light years better. The Chiefs receiving group, light years better. Like, you presume that Pat Surtain is not going to play, so the Broncos defense, or at least their secondary, is going to be slightly worse. Like, everything was pushing against the Chiefs last year, and they still got the miracle win. That's not the same team the Broncos are going to face on Sunday. So maybe shame on me for not really delving into those numbers, because I had fallen victim to, well, last year the Broncos and Chiefs looked similar and they played a close game. Upon review, they do not look similar at all. At least the Chiefs don't look similar at all.
No, and that's why, at least for me, when you and I were talking about the Broncos defense, and the Broncos defense, I think, is one of the best defenses in the National Football League. You can maybe argue that they're the best. I got to see them go up against an offense I think as talented as this one. They did well against the Dallas Cowboys earlier in the season. But we're talking about a team in Kansas City with a better quarterback. We're talking about a team in Kansas City that we believe heading into this game is going to have a fully healthy offensive line and is also going to have their full complement of weapons. We have not seen Patrick Mahomes go up against the Broncos defense with all of those things. So the same way that you and I think that this is a measuring test for the Broncos defense, man, it's a measuring test for the Chiefs offense as well. You being considered elite is not how you show it against the Commanders and the Raiders. You showing that you are the best offense in the league and an elite offense, you now get a chance to go up against the best. Iron sharpens iron. So the same questions that I have about Broncos defense and how they're going to perform against one of those top flight offenses, you got to ask that same question about Kansas City's offense and how they're going to go up against a defense that can get after the quarterback the way that the Broncos can and has shown an incredible pass rush.
And that's kind of the point I was making yesterday. Maybe I phrased it poorly about that. I want to see the Chiefs offense be elite against an elite defense. It's a little bit of prove it to me for the Chiefs offense too, because the top texts are now on the text line, 913-586-7965, is this year's team is astronomically better than last year's team. I feel that way about the Chiefs, too. I do think this year's team is better than last year's team. The record doesn't show that, though. And at a certain point, and we talked about this with James Palmer, and we'll talk to him in about an hour, you are what your record says you are. I think this year's team is better. I think this year's team is more talented. I think, based on the lineup you just read, this team is rolling out there with their A, maybe their B-plus group, depending on all the stuff against in the Broncos. They were not doing that last season. Like, I want them to prove it, though. I want them to, you know, go put up a big offense performance against a good defensive team. I want Rashee Rice to go and ball out against a good defensive team. I want Patrick Mahomes to have one of those vintage watch me work kind of games, like against a good defense. It's great on paper, but I gotta see it first. This is a measuring stick game, in my opinion, for the Chiefs, because you're right. It was the C-plus roster last year that barely beat the Broncos, but that barely beating the Broncos seems to have inspired a Broncos bunch to think they are on the same level as you going into this game.
I just have a very random question / thought, and I don't really know the answer to it. Why do you think that some stadiums have been fine at their ability to kind of market the sponsor and other ones haven't? Let me explain. Rob, do you know what the Broncos Stadium is called?
I mean, Invesco? Is it? I know it has a corporate name.
It is Empower Field at Mile High.
So close.
What does everybody call it?
Mile High.
It's Mile High Stadium.
Yep.
Like, if I told you, oh man, the Chiefs are going to play at Empower Field, you'd be like, what? Where is that at? I thought they were in Denver. Oh, yeah, they are in Denver. Maybe the title sponsor is only a thing for the locals. Like GEHA Field. Let me tell you that nobody outside the 816-913-785 ever refers to where the Chiefs play as GEHA Field. Nobody. You might even see it on the television broadcast. You still, that's Arrowhead. But then I look at stadiums. I mean, you and I both know where the Lions play. They play in Ford Field. Like, you don't just call it, oh, that's Detroit Stadium. Where do the Chargers play? Where do the Rams
SoFi.
Play? They play in SoFi. Where do the Raiders play? They play in Allegiant Stadium. Maybe it's because they're new. They just got built, so we just don't know it by any other name. But I can't imagine paying all that money to be a corporate sponsor for a stadium and no one calls it by its name. No one refers to it. The Ford people, they're getting their money off of it being off the corporate sponsor. Empower, they can't be getting their money off calling it that because no one refers to it as that. It's Mile High Stadium.
I will say one small caveat about the Lions Stadium. I think the Ford family owns the team, so like it's a little bit different.
I mean, we could think of a lot. I mean, maybe
MetLife. I said MetLife Stadium. You know exactly where I'm thinking of.
Yeah, for sure.
No one called. I mean, maybe the locals call it the Meadowlands still, but I don't know.
I mean, there's so many of them. You know, you think of Pittsburgh, you think of the Steelers, you think of the Patriots with Gillette Stadium. Like, mm-hmm. There are some corporate sponsors, Staples Center. They've done a really good job of the branding, and you see it synonymous where. You probably, a lot of people probably know this, but like, it is no longer called the Staples Center anymore, but that's what it is. We will always call it the Staples Center.
Isn't it some Bitcoin?
It's like crypto.com arena now. I'm not calling it that nonsense. That place is the Staples Center.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.